going to Florida, we're going to Florida. Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka. We're going to Florida, we're going to Florida. Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka.
Well, here it is. Halloween. Oh, I've forgotten how to speak about Halloween. Oh, hi, P Dabs.
I'm good. It's After Dark's Halloween Adventure. We've literally just had a whole conversation because we couldn't remember. It's been that long.
Yeah. But Halloween season is upon us.
In March.
In March, yes. And all we're doing, basically, we're giving credit to the fella who produces the rumour maps. I can't remember what he's called.
Horror Night Nightmares.
There you go. Thanks, Horror Night Nightmares.
I can see it on the picture because I've got it in front of me that we've just dug out.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, I can see it now. Speculation map V1.0.
Yeah.
So.
This should be, it's going to be interesting because really there's nothing to it other than symbols. And we did this last year. We talked about it last year.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the symbols. Oh, fucking hell, mate. Right.
But we have, and we'll give credit to Tom over at WDW today because he's broken down some of the rumours as well.
Yeah, he's a reputable source. He's never wrong.
No, same as we're never wrong.
Yeah, and he's a much loved member of the community.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he came on our show and then blocked us all. So, yeah. I mean, but we'll give him credit.
To be fair, on that night, I came on the show as well. But that's another story. Oh, that got dark quick, didn't it? I can do that on this podcast because, you know, everyone who listens to this is a vampire or a werewolf.
Yeah, and come on, we've been through Halloween Horror Nights houses where people have pissed on us. Yeah. So, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think we're in a safe place, aren't we? So, I mean, Halloween Horror Nights 33. Before we start the map, have you heard any rumours?
Yeah, and I think we'll touch on it because they are seemingly showing up on this map as part of this breakdown.
Okay.
So there's a couple.
Should we start at the bottom left then?
Yeah, bottom left. So that is a map of the Americas.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's in Soundstage 23. And how Tom has broken it down, or whoever's written this for Tom, it just says South America. So it's meant to be that rather than North America.
So what happens? What culturally, like Halloween-y? Is it like a Yeti?
Well, I would imagine it is going to be Hollywood have a tendency to lean on South American myths and stuff like that. And I'm sure you did the La Llorona house, didn't you? When you went,
we did. Yeah,
I'm guessing it's going to be something similar to that.
I'm not sure if I've done that house twice. Has it been there twice?
It might well have been. We missed it the first time I did it in Hollywood because Hollywood took it. This was a good decade ago when they first did that.
Yeah.
I can't see that there's any rumours on this breakdown as to what it is, but I can only assume that will probably be what it is.
Yeah.
Something similar to that.
I love listening back to these episodes when we're absolutely, totally wrong. This will be the Amazon rainforest and a fight against carbon.
Yeah. The note on WDW today does not mention that it's a movie. They have got it broken down as to whether it's based on a movie or not. This one isn't. It hasn't got that next to it. So it is a brand new concept. It's a universal concept.
Maybe Sting's going to be in there with that fella who we had on Wogan in the 80s with the big lips and the big ears. It's a tantric sex house.
Maybe.
Maybe. So SS22, Soundstage 22,
yep.
has got very clearly defined skull with vampire teeth.
Yep. That's listed as a movie, so that is based on something.
Yeah. Now, the top right, is that the barrel of a gun?
No, that's meant to be a movie reel.
Oh, okay. So that's the... Oh, so that's them saying it's a movie. Okay, I get that now, yeah.
Yeah. Again, no rumours on what that one is. So interesting. There, as I say, there are a couple. Though we have... There's one that's not on here that is heavily rumoured, which is Five Nights at Freddy's. So it could be any of them. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So there's actually not that many. And I'm guessing, actually saying that, let's jump to the one at the bottom that says Sprung 4. So that's one of the Sprung tents.
Yeah.
That they're actually currently building. They're putting new ones in. I was going to talk about it on the Universal show the other night, and I completely forgot about it. They are building two new Sprung tents.
Ooh.
Behind DreamWorks and Men in Black. So where they were previously, we know that they used the parade buildings, and Universal are actually putting in a new parade this year, apparently. So they've had to build new Sprung tents instead of using those parade sound stages.
Yeah.
So there's two new Sprung tents, and this is in one of them. It's right at the bottom of the map as you're looking at it. And it's a moon and stars, which I would assume would point towards nighttime. Five Nights at Freddy's, I can only guess that's where it's going. So that's one of our movie ones down.
Yeah, it's very cryptic, isn't it, Five Nights at Freddy's? Has Tom put that in his little article?
No, he hasn't. But I can only guess with those pictures that's what it is, because the others don't make sense. Two of them are already ruled out because they represent something else. It's definitely not the skull. I'm sure it's not.
That's a moon.
Yeah.
And like werewolves. Is the werewolves in Five Nights at Freddy's?
No, but it's nighttime. It's five nights. That's the only thing. It's definitely not to do with the skull and the other two ones that have got movie attached to it.
Well, what I don't want
represented by something else.
I don't want American Werewolf in London.
No.
I've seen it twice. It was brilliant the first time. It was less brilliant.
The only other thing that you could link to this, and this was a rumour earlier in the week, was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, yeah.
Which could also link into this one. But again, the one that we've just talked about, the skull with the teeth, doesn't really represent either of them.
No, it doesn't.
So it's a little bit of a strange one. I don't know. But Five Nights at Freddy's is an obvious one. It's been rumoured for pretty much since the last event ended.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
And it's a Universal property.
And what's brilliant is it was a shit film that's been panned.
I've watched it a couple of times because my little one absolutely loves it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Absolutely obsessed with it, even before the film. He's got God knows how much merchandise and stuff. It was all right. It's nothing special. It's certainly not a horror movie, that's for sure.
Oh, very interesting. I need to give it a watch then.
Yeah, certainly my boy turns 11 tomorrow and he wasn't scared by it at all. It's definitely not a horror movie. It's more of a suspense movie than anything. There's not much violence in it or anything. So,
wasn't the game horror, though?
I think that's what they try and lean it to. It's got a bit of a backstory like Jack the Clown.
Yeah, yeah.
In some ways, like kids have been killed, possessed animatronics type thing. But it's not scary. I've not played the game, so I don't really know. But I didn't. I've seen it twice. It's not a bad film. Let's put it that way. I think box office reviewers these days are fairly unkind. I think they expect a lot. When you compare them to films that were 30, 40 years ago, I think they're compared very differently these days.
Yeah. Rose-tinted spectacles as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely.
So that kind of talks about two of the movie ones. Let's jump back to one that isn't. So we got to the skull. I'm going to go to the skull in the top left-hand corner. So we'll talk about the other two movies later.
Okay.
So we've got another skull this time, a half and half, which is very strange. It's another Universal creation. In Soundstage 24A this time. There's lots of 20s in this, all split up. So we've done 23A, 22, 23B we'll go back to. Now we've got 24A and 24B. They're both Universal creations, actually, which is interesting. So really, we've got nothing to go on those two.
Well, I mean, I don't know, and we're not the podcast to listen to if you want your Halloween Horror Nights lore. You know,
yeah.
There's better podcasts out there. So other shows might have nailed who they think this might be. It's a skull. It's black and white.
Yeah.
It's got comedy eyes, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, in fact, it looks a bit like Yin and Yang.
Yeah.
His eyes. So I don't know whether that's been done on purpose.
You know, so again, it'll be really interesting to see. Has Tom got any?
No, he's literally only got the stuff on the IP. A couple of... Could it be Jack and his brother?
It could be, yeah.
One side of the coin to the other, yin and yang, black and white. Could be.
We haven't had Jack for a while, have we?
No, we haven't. And it was teased last year, wasn't it? So we shall see. That I know there was rumours of some of the other icons making a reappearance, but just makes me think that that's possibly what it is. And the other one, it's a kid's lollipop.
So this is the Glasgow Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, this is where the unknown's going to make its appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you saw, but the person that played the unknown has been given a job at the London Dungeon.
Oh, right. Fucking hell.
I think everybody knows about this thing in Glasgow, don't they now? I think it's worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, and wouldn't that be brilliant? A horror in this, you know, in this environment.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka and the chocolate starfish.
Willy Wonka, more like Johnny Wonka. But yeah, and then even less so, the Fast and the Furious queue is an unknown IP at the moment, so we've not even got a picture in this one.
That is, and I'll question the point. What's the point in this V1 map? Is it just to get people talking?
Yeah, it's got to be. And because... again, that could be. So this is in the Fast and the Furious queue. So it could be the last time this is used.
It could well be, yeah.
So it's interesting. Obviously, when we last went, they didn't use the queue. It was kind of behind it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas now they're actually used, and that's what that pretty much tells you what people think of the ride, doesn't it? That they're closing an attraction.
Well, like the attraction was open because we went and rode it during Halloween Horror Nights. It's the stuff of lore. But I remember just waltzing right through.
Yeah, there was one cast member in there, I think.
Yeah.
And they were just sat there. They weren't even doing the show. They were like, no, just off you go.
I don't care. Just fucking get out of my face.
No. So that one's a dead in the water one. Let's jump back to the IP ones now, because we can actually talk about them. So the first one on that left-hand side, where it was the last time, this one's got a Cadillac logo. We all know who drives a Cadillac, don't we?
I'm awful. I don't.
That would be the Ghostbusters.
Oh.
So yeah. Tom has said this in his article. The Ecto-1 is a 1959 Cadillac. So it's pretty obvious. This is in 23B, right by the facade that used to house the Ghostbusters show.
Yeah.
In exactly the same place where the last one was when we did it. With a new film coming out in the next couple of months, I think it was pretty much a given, wasn't it?
And I personally, as much as the first Ghostbusters film was a fantastic house, it was my favourite house, I think. Go back and listen. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was. It was for me. It was one of my favourites, I think.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
I think we liked the monsters as well, didn't we? I think that was up there. But I think the Ghostbusters one made top three for everybody.
But I would be gutted if I get Ghostbusters 1 for this year. You know, you want to be seeing the new... For me, I don't want to see Ghostbusters 2. As much as I love Ghostbusters 2, I've watched Ghostbusters 100 times. I've watched Ghostbusters 2 10 times. You know,
I think it might be a mix. I think we might get the greatest hits of the first one.
And then
put 3 and 4 together.
Yeah, I'd just rather have 3 and 4. Or just be out there and do the girl Ghostbusters, but make them sexy sluts.
I want to see Ghost Egon.
Yeah. Oh, mate, don't make me cry. That's
what I want to see.
Yeah. Oh, I need to... I own Ghostbusters. I own that film on Apple. I bought it. I might watch that tonight, actually.
Yeah. Check. And then the second one, which I believe is in the other new sprung tent, so sitting behind Men in Black, where it was before, but we know the issues they had with those houses when we went with them flooding.
Yeah.
Out the back there. So they built a new sprung tent for that. This one's like a volume logo with a cross through it. It's pretty obvious, isn't it? It's going to be The Quiet Place.
And again, I've never seen it.
I haven't either. And I'm going to be honest here. My wife is a big fan. I'm not a massive Emily Blunt fan.
Oh, I think she's gorgeous.
And it's not because of the awful portrayal of Mary Poppins in the second film. I wasn't a massive fan beforehand. I don't mind John Krasinski. I quite like him in The Office. He's obviously done well as a writer and a director with these films. So I may watch it eventually, but it's just not really my thing. And I'm not quite sure how it's going to translate into a house.
I mean, did he give you a set of headphones?
I don't know.
How do you keep Halloween Horror Nights quiet? How do you walk through a house where you can hear the scare actors pressing the buttons to trigger the noises? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It'll be very interesting. That's for sure. But yeah, not really tickling my fancy. Obviously, Ghostbusters is a different story. And Five Nights at Freddy's, I was expecting it to be there. It's not a surprise. I will say I've done Nightmare on Elm Street before, a couple of times out in Hollywood. I'm not sure. It's certainly not my favourite of the houses that I've seen. I know a lot of people won't agree with me, but I love the Leatherface houses. I love the Texas Chainsaw Massacre ones. As long as they cast him right, he can be very imposing. Obviously, Freddy's meant to be a bit more ethereal, isn't he? A bit more unseen. And a little bit more cartoony, I think, in some ways. Obviously, you get the giant Freddy making appearances at times and things like that. So I don't mind that. Out of all of them, Ghostbusters is definitely topping the list.
I mean, now you've just said that, it could be Dream Warriors, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Which is number 3, I think, off the top of my head. Again, they haven't aged well, them films.
No, they certainly haven't. And it's been proven by the fact that they've tried to remake it and it hasn't worked because it doesn't work in this day and age. As I say, it's certainly not my favourite. First time I did Halloween Horror Nights, it was Leatherface, Jason and Freddy. And Leatherface was by far a better character in the houses. So then we're just left with two more IPs. Another one doesn't know what it is. Sorry, not IPs, originals. And two sprung tents again, two more. An unknown one again, so we can't do anything with that. Yeah. And then one with a Minotaur on it.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much tells you what it is, doesn't it?
Basically.
But it's an original based on Minotaurs.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with that. I do like a good Minotaur.
Yeah, and it makes a change. And don't get me wrong, that last time we went, I thought the Yeti House was probably in my top three as well. But it'd be nice to have a change.
Shaven men with bull heads on, but also I want slut Minotaurs in little costumes.
Yeah, and I'm sure we will. I'm sure there will be. That covers the houses, I think, doesn't it? I think we've gone through them. There's a few bits of entertainment. The usual up in the main theatre where Bill and Ted used to be. Same thing again, I think. It looks like it's fire again by the look of it.
Yeah, fire or... it's fire when you zoom in. It's definitely fire.
Then we've got the Lagoon Show. Obviously, they didn't do one last year because they were prepping for the new Lagoon Show, but it looks like that's coming back this year.
So which symbols are you looking at?
That's
there?
The castle.
Right, okay.
So if you remember rightly, you actually entered through the facade of a castle, didn't you? On the front of it.
I don't remember.
So not where we watched it from.
Yeah.
Because we watched it in a kind of off... side bit, didn't we?
Yeah.
As we were heading towards a couple of the houses, the main entrance at the front of the lagoon, you used to enter through it looked kind of like a cheap Pirates of the Caribbean entrance. So I think that's what that's implying. I don't know, because there was something on the Halloween, the Hollywood page that said apparently they've got the same logo for one of their houses out there. So I'm not sure. We've got no scare zones at the moment. They're all unknown. Brilliant. As you said, is there a point in this other than getting people talking? All of this could be absolutely bollocks by the time we come around to the summer.
Exactly. I mean, they had what was the big hit last year? What the zombie one where everyone's dead?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Last of Us.
The Last of Us, right? I think it would be brilliant if The Last of Us was. It one of the best ones for me was when The Walking Dead was in every scare zone.
Yeah.
You had all the props all dotted out throughout the whole of the park, and then you just had these waves of zombies coming. The Last of Us. For me, would be amazing if it was everywhere. It probably isn't. It says unknown. We've got no idea, no clues, no inkling. Probably not. What do we think the green skull with the snake is?
It's the Death Eaters.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So they're returning. I thought the Death Eaters were great when I did it in Hollywood.
Were they sinister? They did a little show, didn't they?
Yeah, they do, but they're also... Because in Hollywood, you actually have to go through Hogsmeade to get to one of the houses or two of the houses. And so they were just dotted around and they'd hide. This was the worst one. You know where it splits when you get into Hogsmeade and you can go down like one of the side alleyways?
Yeah.
Or you can go up the main thoroughfare where there's that undercover seating area and it splits. There was one hiding around the side of one of the buildings. And as I walked out, he flung his wand out in front of me.
Oh.
And I didn't know he was there. So they put like little boxes out for him to stand on. So you can see the box, but you just think it's part of the theming of the land. And then all of a sudden he just came out. And they're really good. I'm glad they've introduced it in Orlando now, because obviously Hollywood have had it for, I think, about 5 years.
Yeah.
And obviously Orlando only got it for the first time last year. But I'm glad they're keeping it. I think it's a great concept.
Oh, it's brilliant, especially if you just want... I mean, Harry Potter's always been open anyway.
Yeah.
For the ride and that. But it I've in all the Halloween Horror Nights I've been like four or whatever, I've never been in there.
No, we didn't go in there either, did we?
No.
We did Fast and the Furious, as we said, but that was it. That was the only attraction we did at Halloween Horror Nights, I think. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, and this is where it's for locals, isn't it? Because if you're going for a weekend like we've done in the past, and you tend to, you know, unless you're going on a 2-week holiday, whatever. But people from the UK maybe only give this event one night. You can't possibly do all this and give it the time. But if you're a local, you could just go and sit in there and watch people get the shit scared out of them.
Yeah, and you can do one maze multiple times.
Yeah. What is the green numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
I'm honestly not sure. They might be food.
Oh, maybe food, yeah.
I'm not sure. Oh, it might be the attractions that are open.
Yes, it is.
That's what it is, because
okay.
You can see that Forbidden Journey's open.
Yeah.
There's number 4. Men in Black is open at number 5.
Yeah, you're right.
Transformers 2. 3, Fast and the Furious is open, according to that. And Rip Ride Rocket.
Just what you need when you're full of ale.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm guessing that's the 5 attractions. That seems really low to only have 5 attractions open.
It does. I mean, this is a weird in-between year, because if by sheer fluke everything we've talked about happened, that's not a solid. It's, you know, there's no knockout there, because Five Nights at Freddy's isn't a puller. Freddy isn't a puller.
Ghostbusters is good, but
it's not a puller.
Last time they combined it, didn't they, with Stranger Things?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And Stranger Things was a letdown. But people are going to look at that poster and go, Ghostbusters, all Stranger Things. Yeah. With this, I don't think people are going to look at the poster and go, Ghostbusters and this so far. But we do know that people are very happy with original houses as well. So there could be something there that really grabs somebody's attention that we don't know yet.
The fanboys, you know, the whole lore around Halloween Horror Nights, and a lot of the original houses have got backstories going back for years, haven't they?
Yeah. And look, I've read Chris's books multiple times.
Yeah.
None of it sinks in with me. I'm not that that big a fan. Like, I can pick certain bits up, like obviously knowing Jack's backstory because it's a big thing. But like the rest of the characters, the icons, I could tell you very little about them.
Yeah, definitely. I'm the same. I love the event. I love Jack. Yeah. But
and as I say on all the other shows, I'm not really about what I'm actually seeing. I'm about what's kind of gone into it. So, like, I love looking at the sets and things as we're walking through. You've been through houses with me. Only time I got scared was Slimer as we were leaving, because I didn't know he was there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't get scares, really. That's not me. I'm not a horror fan. I just like what goes into it.
Yeah, the devil's in the detail, innit?
Yeah. So, and it's the same with attractions at Disney. Like, people will hate me, but I don't like fireworks. If I didn't see the fireworks of a trip, it wouldn't bother me. But give me a parade, a nighttime parade, I'm all in because of what's gone into it.
What about Wishes?
Wishes! I think I saw it once.
Wow.
I spent more time watching the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that then. Yeah. I mean, imagine if they did a horror parade.
Yeah, exactly. And that's always been my letdown with Universal, because their parades are shit.
Yeah, they are shit.
So let's see what this new one's like.
Yeah, we know it's going to be DreamWorks.
Yeah, probably.
Fast and Furious.
I actually, after we were talking the other day on the Disney show about TDR Explorer, he went to Universal Studios Beijing. Their parade's fantastic.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant. So give me that. And I always laugh because Halloween Horror Nights over there is part of your day ticket. Don't have to pay to get in.
No way.
Yep.
I mean, what do you think, touching on tickets, there has been rumours like last year was off the scale busy.
Yeah.
And there was rumours of them trying to limit numbers. Do you think we're going to see, is there any evidence of any rejigging of tickets?
Not that I've seen. Probably Phil's the best person to speak to when it comes to tickets because he's there on the dot as soon as they go on sale.
HHE, Halloween yep. Horror Night Event. Halloween Horror Events podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. He knows stuff like that. But I wouldn't be surprised if they start slimming down these multiple night tickets and limiting it. It always amazes me that you can use them during weekends.
Yeah.
I always feel like those type of tickets should be kind of saved for the midweek ones absolutely. Where not as many people go.
Yeah.
It really surprises me.
And or if you're going to do a weekend ticket, just make it a weekend only ticket
yeah.
and charge a premium or whatever. You know, you think of Mickey's Not So Scary, he sells out every night.
Yeah.
And for a family of four, you're talking $600 now. Easy.
Yeah.
You know, yep.
And they're doubling down on it because they're selling tickets.
Yeah.
They've added a second event in a different park because of how busy it is. What do Universal do? Do they expand now they've got three parks?
You'd like to hope so. I bet you Halloween Horror Nights won't go anywhere near the new park ever.
It probably won't because it's got its own horror era already.
Yeah.
Should it? Probably. But you would have thought they would have built it with that in mind, and from what I can see, they haven't.
Oh, dear.
Like, putting in a hotel in the park takes up a load of room and blocks it off.
Yeah. Staying in there and Halloween Odd Night is going on all around you till 2 a.m.
Yeah. And there's multiple ones. There's two that are within touching distance of the park.
Yeah.
One's not opening for another 2 years. But I think that really limits the space you have to do anything else. Which is a shame because I would have thought they would have done it specifically. Because again, it limits what they can do in the other park because they have to have that land.
Oh, you need to keep this land for Halloween Horror Nights, yeah?
Yeah.
Any sort of expansion has got to be really well thought out.
Yeah, and I truly don't think there will be an expansion now. If they've got any expansion plans, it'll be in the new park.
But also, you know, Lee and Tracy did do a Halloween Horror Nights that was based over the two parks
back
in the day. So there is space over there.
Yeah. But then that limits them. They have to close two parks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, very interesting. I mean, I'm made up, we're back.
Yeah.
I think the next episode is going to be if there's an official announcement of a house.
Yeah.
Or B, the V2 map comes out.
Yeah, and I would imagine there'll be another one in a month or so. I can't imagine that there won't be now. Because they normally get up to like version 8 or 9, don't they, by the time the event comes around.
I can't remember. It's weird, isn't it? And again, all the other Halloween Horror Night podcast people are better than us. Just trust us on that.
Yeah, we're enthusiastic.
Yeah,
is what I will say. We're not a by the numbers podcast. That's for sure.
What I love is when you've got to start watching the films to get ready for the event. You know, that type of stuff.
And maybe we will. Maybe we will watch some of them.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an episode. Watch arounds, watch backs. Yeah, play. Yeah, whatever.
maybe we'll actually watch The Quiet Place. It might be a very quiet podcast.
And on this week's episode, P-Dabs, we're listening to just an hour of silence with the occasional fart.
Scratching your ass.
Yeah. Right. Shall we wind it up?
Yeah. Yeah, all good. Enjoyed that.
I did, you know. Yeah. I really did.
Yeah, we're breaking it down, folks. Breaking it down.
Yeah. Popping caps in your asses. Your asses. On your hosses. Right. Cue the music.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum when people come to see them. They really are the scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.